So I am currently walking from the airport to get to my gate. I hope you don't mind me doing this on the go. I promise you at some point it'll be back to normal where I get to sit down. So I don't know whether if you follow me on social media or not. In my Instagram TV, I will be uploading my whole Instagram story yesterday, 10 minutes long, of, you know, how all of a sudden then I lost my suitcase on the train, but I got returned, and how all of a sudden my passport came out of my bag, but I got returned, how I missed my holiday, how I rebooked a new holiday. This is just a reminder, though. I think, as my father said yesterday, the best blessings in life are the ones that are unplanned. So because I didn't take any of my stuff out on other people, because it's not other people's fault of, you know, me forgetting my suitcase or me dropping a passport out of my bag, I had a lot of really good things happen to me yesterday. So I managed to sit down and eat in a brilliant Italian restaurant, which I can never get into, and I got to see my economics lecturer to thank her for the massive impact she had on my life in uni. She retired, so the chances of me seeing her was like to none. So it was just so nice to actually tell her thank you because of that, for what you did, I got on in life. And it's just nice to like give thank you sometimes back to someone. So I think the moral of the story is always try and find the silver lining in every scenario. Like now I'm going on holidays a lot longer. I was mentally drained yesterday, I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't like all whoo, but I think my day could have got a lot worse and I could have been a lot more stressed and a lot more ill if I didn't react the way I did. And when life happens to you, I just want you to know, I know it sounds really bad, but some people walk 5 miles every day for clean drinking water. And yes, our problems are very real. You know, they are problems, they are real. But sometimes it just helps to put it in perspective. Because when you put it into perspective, you can take a step back from your situation and then replan and recalculate. So for example, now I've already booked, my friend is a pilot, so I had a standby seat and I'm on another flight out. But obviously if I got really sad and depressed, that definitely wouldn't have been the case. So truly grateful. I'll let you know how the holiday goes. If you want to follow it, go check out my Instagram, my Hit Life. It's the name which is on the podcast as well. I hope you all have an amazing Tuesday. See ya.